Hello and welcome back to What the Phonics. I'm your host Kim, and today we are going to talk about fluency. Now that we've gone through some of the basics of the beginning to read, we're going to work on that fluency. So, of course, let's first start with the definition. Fluency is the ability to read text with appropriate speed, accuracy, and expression. So basically, fluency is the glue that holds together all the parts of reading. And yes, students can be fluent as early readers. Fluency is a skill that grows as vocabulary and comprehension grows. Students will continue to strengthen that fluency muscle. So let's look at the parts of fluency. You have speed, accuracy, and expression or prosody. So fluency is not just reading fast. Of course, when you look at a fluency rate, you are looking at words per minute, but you're also looking at that accuracy rate. Being able to read very quickly, but getting a whole bunch of words wrong, is not a fluent reader, and it does not help with comprehension at all. We also have expression, which I just said, which is the ability to pause at commas, stop at periods, change tone for different characters, or punctuation marks like question marks and exclamation points. That's going to be your expression. I like to tell my students that we should be reading like we talk. We should not sound like a robot, though that is a fun practice if you're working on phonological awareness. When they're reading, there should not be choppy. It should sound as if they're just having a conversation. So once you get to the base grade level speed, and you'll be able to, I'll give you access to that link in my show notes, then faster is not better. Because comprehension issues are also fluency issues. They're not able to comprehend because they're so focused on reading quickly that they're missing out on the actual text and what they're supposed to know within there. So now that we've got a baseline of fluency and what that means, here are some things that we can work on for each of those levels. As far as speed, one thing that you can start off with is having students work on their fluency and their speed with things that they already know. Don't give them a new text. You don't even have to give them a text at all. You can use flashcards with shapes, colors, numbers even. And by using those, they can practice that speed, and they're not spending any of that brain power on trying to figure out what it is, because they already know triangle, and it helps them increase that muscle, that ability to quickly respond. Okay? And as they get better with decoding and as their vocabulary gets better, speed will, to some extent, will naturally get better. The text level that they can read, you want to be with something they can read with about a 90 to 95% accuracy. So if you're working on speed, you don't want to give them a completely super challenging text. You want it to be something that they can read on their own, completely independently, with just a little bit of maybe a little bit of a pressure point with accuracy, because we have to focus on one thing at a time. Okay, you want to make sure you're previewing that topic with them. If there is any vocabulary in there that could be tricky, you want to go ahead and talk about that before they read the text. And then you could just set a timer for 2 minutes, and you're going to calculate those words correct per minute. So make sure you're Xing out as they read. You need to X out whichever words they got incorrectly, and time for that 2 minutes for the words correct per minute. Then you can have your child or student read that same text 3 to 4 times over the next few days. Have them read it to a peer, or brother or sister or classmate, depending on your situation, the dog, anybody, a peer, an adult. They can even record themselves and listen to it again. That's another way, but they need to do it at least 3 to 4 times over the next couple of days. And you're also going to give them some feedback on those word recognition errors. So we read it one time, we talk about the words we had an error with, and we're going to have them read it by themselves or to their peers or to their dog or their stuffed animal. you get the point, several times to someone else over the next few days, then you have them read it again. If they've increased at least 10% in words correct per minute, then give them a new passage, but at the same challenge level. Go through the whole process again. And then once they have, if they are still moving to that next 10%, then you can move up the text to a more challenging text. And you just kind of keep rinse and repeat, wash, rinse and repeat. If they are not increasing at least 10%, you want to make sure you're spending a little bit more time with that previewing, that vocabulary. Or you may need to go down to a passage that's a little bit easier. And you can use Lexile levels or something like that, grade levels, as you look at the text. Or if you just look at it yourself and you know which words your students or your child knows, make sure that it's a little bit easier if necessary. And this is a very important part. Have your student track those results. Have them write down how many words they got correct per minute. Have them look and see if it's increased by 10%. That gives your student, your child, ownership over what they're doing. It gives them that power to see that when I practiced it only one time a day, this is what happened. But when I practiced it three or four times that day, this is how much more I improved. So make sure they have that ownership of those results. Okay, so that's to work on speed. But remember that speed is not the only part to fluency. We also have that accuracy. So this is kind of where what the phonics came from. If students are skipping words or misreading words, you can highlight them. And then you can start to look at the skills. See if it's words that are multisyllabic, or see if there's a certain sound blend. If the IGH is in there and it's complicated, or maybe it's the beginning sound, or see if there's kind of a pattern of the words they're skipping or misreading, so that you can look at the skills that they need, and then you can go back and explicitly teach those skills. Sometimes you need to do things like mirrors, and in my previous episodes, when I talk about phonemic and phonological awareness, you can look at that, or it could be something even more specific, but have them look at the way they're pronouncing the words when they're saying them. And that could be why they're misreading them, because they may not be saying them correctly. But you can go back and explicitly teach those skills, then go back and try again to have them read. Because again, the point is we want growth. We don't want them to be incredibly frustrated while they're reading, because they're not going to have the growth. It's not a positive experience. So you want to back down if you need to. Go back, reteach, go back and, you know, scale down the level of the text so that they can grow and not be upset or frustrated. We want it to be a good experience. And then, so we had speed, then we've got accuracy, and the last one is expression or prosody. This is one of my favorite ways to practice prosody, having students using emotion with letters, words, or groups of words. You could take the alphabet, split it up, A with an exclamation point and have them say it, A, B, C with a comma, B, C, D, E, F with a question mark, D, E, F. Show them that their voices are going to go up when it's a question. It's going to, you know, be a louder and go down a little bit when you have your exclamation point, and show them that pause with that comma. That way, it's a fun way to look at letters, which at this point they have down very well. So they're not focusing on the reading portion. They're just focusing on the emotion portion or the prosody. And they can also, you can also have them read the same passage over again with different expressions. This is where, let them read like a robot for a little while, because that's practicing the expression. We're not worried about the speed right now. We're focusing on the expression. Let them read it like a robot. Let them read it like someone who's extremely happy, extremely sad, someone with a British accent, someone with an Australian accent. It doesn't have to be great, and that's also fun, but it's also about just having them learn to be expressive, because that's when reading becomes fun, is when you hear the voice of the person who is speaking through the text, when you can hear that in your head. That's when reading can become more enjoyable, and it also can help increase that comprehension because they're reading with a fluency, with a level that allows their brain just to relax a little bit and just focus on what's happening. So yes, this is important. We want to make sure our readers are fluent because we've given them all the foundational skills, but we want them to read out loud like they talk. It should sound like a story, like they're just making it up, and not painfully slow or fast just because. And it should be expressive because they read aloud in class, and it's more enjoyable not only for the person who is reading, but for the people who are listening. If there's some expression, if there's the good speed, and if there's accuracy, it makes it a better experience for everyone. Like I said last episode, I am working on some videos. They should be out soon. I'll show you a little bit of that that expression and prosody practice, and a couple other things that are in the works. I am, you know, slowly but surely, we're getting this together. And again, thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for joining me on this episode of What the Phonics. Be sure to go to whatthephonics.com. That's with an F. For I have all kind of freebies. You can access any show notes and just other ways to get in touch with me. If you have questions, concerns, things that you love, things that you hate, let me know. Anything you'd like me to address on a podcast, let me know. Please be sure to follow the podcast. Give me a rating. 4-star ratings help. You know, they're free to you and they help other people find me, which also encourages me to keep moving on with this and gives me more content so that I can keep on making these episodes for you. Thank you again. And this is Kim, and I appreciate you listening to this episode of What the Phonics.